Okay, so if you listen to this podcast or if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you know how important it is to be talking to people. You know how I feel about connection, and you know that I truly believe that making sure you talk about things and have connection with somebody and somebody to be able to talk things through with is one of the most important things that you can do for your mental health, especially right now. For so many people, it feels like there's something new to grapple with or deal with or think about every single day. And I truly believe that taking care of your mental health is a necessity, but it shouldn't break the bank. So Talkspace is an online therapy. It lets you connect with a licensed therapist for a fraction of the price of in-person therapy. Match with your perfect therapist from the comfort of your device and reach out 24/7, especially during those times when you're feeling like you're all alone. This is going to remind you that you're not. So it's affordable. It's a fraction of the cost of in-person therapy. And let me tell you, I know so many of my friends who have had therapists, who are getting therapists, or who are doing Talkspace. And now Talkspace covers 40 million people for online therapy through their insurance or employer. You guys, we all need someone to talk to. And Talkspace wants to give us the support we deserve at a price we can afford. Match with your perfect therapist at Talkspace.com or by downloading the Talkspace app. And don't forget to use promo code Lori. That's Lori, all caps, L-O-R-I, at checkout for $100 off your first month. That's $100 off your first month at Talkspace.com. Promo code Lori. I'm the one who creates the feeling of certainty by knowing that I am the one who controls my feelings and who controls my choices and can find peace amongst the chaos. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. And it's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And speaking of fitting in inspiration, I have been in an RV now for, I think, the past 20 days. I've lost count. It's like being on a deserted island and just kind of stopping counting or keeping track of days. So while I love it and while I know it's like some people's dream and luxury, it's also a really big challenge for me because I am that person that like can eat the same thing every single day. I can take the same walk. I could do like the same workouts every single week. And I also am aware that that's not really that great for you either, right? So while our rituals and our habits can really keep us on track and can keep us happy and grounded, you can also wake up one day and realize that they're keeping you in prison. And when you feel like you can't survive or feel happy without those rituals, those exact routine rituals, that exact thing that you're doing, listening to, eating, it keeps you in a life that is pretty vanilla. So with that said, if you're feeling blah, if you're feeling like you are not getting ideas, if you're feeling like you're not creative, it may be because you need to switch up the energy. Because as much as I'm like, oh my God, this is so uncomfortable. This feels so uncertain. I don't know where I'm sleeping tonight besides in this RV. Where are we staying? What state are we stopping in? Will I have reception for these super important calls and Zooms that I'm doing right now? Because if you don't know, I just opened my fund for Light Pink and I'm literally raising my $2 million on the the road, which is kind of unheard of. Most people really want to be in a great situation, really solid, making sure that their Wi-Fi signal and their phone signal is really good. So I'm feeling a little bit like, oh my God. Imagine launching your business, like a business you've never done while on quote unquote vacation. This is not vacation, but I am enjoying life while we travel. So I guess it is like, that's a story, right? Like, why can't every day be mixed with work and be mixed with getting done what you want? So this brings me to my entire topic. And that is that the level of uncertainty that you can get comfortable with is going to be indicative to the success that you have in your life. And this is a topic that I've been talking about a lot with people. Actually just talked about it on a podcast. Just had Ashley Stahl on the podcast, which she has a book coming out in January. And we were talking about this because this is the warrior training, right? If you can be uncomfortable, or if you can get comfortable with uncertainty in your life, especially right now in the current climate of the world, which uncertainty might be our new normal. Well, it's always been the normal. So technically, even when we felt that things were certain, they were not. Right? Even when we feel things are certain, they're not. We may have a job we think is certain. We may have a relationship we think is certain. You know, we may think that the way that we wake up and the weather and all of these things are certain, and they're actually not at all. So that's not meant to scare you, but it is meant to make you say, how can I make sure that I know that I am the one who creates these emotions within myself and these feelings, and I'm the one who creates the feeling of certainty by knowing that I am the one who controls my feelings and who controls my choices and can find peace amongst the chaos. I always talk about how your comeback rate is so important. It's not about failing, but it's about how quickly you can come back from the failures and take those lessons. And let me tell you, if you're in charge of hiring for your company, it should be in every single job description. So whether you're ready to make an important hire or you need some rehiring tips, Indeed is here to help. Indeed.com is the number one job site in the world because Indeed gets you the best people fast. And let me tell you, with all of the entrepreneurs that we work with, we know that you need to hire fast when you're growing fast or if you want to grow fast. So unlike other sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility over your hiring. You only pay for what you need. You can pause your account at any time, and there are no long-term contracts. Plus, Indeed provides powerful tools to make your search that much easier, like sponsored jobs, which are shown to be 3.5 times more likely to result in a hire. With 73% of online job seekers visiting Indeed each month, Indeed is going to get you the important hire that you need, just like they have for over 3 million businesses. Right now, Indeed is offering our listeners of Earn Your Happy a free $75 credit to boost your job posts, which means more quality candidates will see it faster. Try Indeed out with a free $75 credit at indeed.com/happy. This is their best offer available anywhere. So go right now to indeed.com/happy. Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid through September 30th.
So for me, something that I've just been practicing over and over for pretty much my entire life since I found personal development is massive surrender. And a lot of you are like, I don't even know how to do that. I don't even know how that looks. I've had people message me like, yeah, Lori, I totally read your book or listened to your podcast, but I don't know how. Well, it's not that you just are going to wake up and understand how. Being comfortable with uncertainty is a practice. Surrendering is a constant practice. I'm not there. I'm never there. I wake up another day and I say, oh my God, how did I do all of these things yesterday And today I'm in the same place of feeling uncertain, anxious, overwhelmed by my schedule. And then I realize again, I have to go and do my practices and I have to choose surrender and I have to choose thoughts that are empowering. So every single day when I start to feel overwhelmed or, oh my God, I can't be in this, you know, RV another minute. I need to just have my things around me. I want to be at my desk. I want to feel certain that I have these phone calls are going to go well. I want to know that this, you know, person's going to say yes. And I have no idea. I want people to answer my emails. And I'm like, stop, stop it. Lori, let go, say a prayer, control what you can control and give the rest to God. So, you know, I'm about to go on a walk in a little bit. And on the walk, I typically say things like, God, I'm overwhelmed. I'm giving this to you today. I'm going to show up for the work that I need to do to keep moving this vision forward. And I'm going to offer the rest up to you. If you gave me this vision, I know that I'm just going to be the steward and take action and make sure that it comes to life. But I am not going to be able to carry the pressure. So I'm going to offer up the pressure and know that you are taking care of everything. And that's it. Amen. Thank you. And I probably say that prayer 50 times a day, maybe more. And, you know, before every single call or email or when I have those moments, I take a deep breath. I say, God, please help me. I want to surrender. I don't want to feel this way. Please take this from me. I'll keep showing up for the things that I need to do, but I'm going to need you to take the wheel on this one. Take the pressure off. Take the anxiety. And I just breathe and I say, how do I want to feel? What do I want to focus on? So then I switch gears and I say, what would it feel like if this person said yes to this thing that I'm, you know, wanting to do? What would it feel like if this was happening? What would it feel like if this dream that I have came true? And I really get into that feeling because that's the magnet. That's the money. That is the attraction. That is when you turn yourself on so much that people can't stop but pay attention to you, right? They have to pay attention to you because the energy you're emitting is the match for what you want. So a lot of times throughout the day, I'll say to myself, am I the match for what I desire right now? Is my energy the match for what I desire right now? And if it's not, I take a minute and I try to calibrate even for that 1 minute or 5 minutes into the energy that would attract the thing that I want to be the vibrational match for the thing that I desire. Now, if you're like, what the hell is that even mean? The vibrational match just means if you had the thing, if you were living that life that you envision or that you think that other person has, are you in the feeling? Are you experiencing the emotion? Are you feeling the confidence that that thing or that idea or that life or that, you know, being the match for the life that you want, are you feeling the way you would feel if you had that, if you were living that life? And if not, you've got to get into it, even if it's just for 5 minutes a day, even if it's just the morning. These are the most important things that you can do for yourself. Offer it up and be the match. So you guys, I hope that this helps. I hope that this helps you understand what my days look like. I absolutely do not have my shit under control, but I certainly do understand what I need to do. And I surrender and I offer it up. And I remember that the feelings that I'm feeling are just visiting me. And at any given time, I can go and choose to decide that I can do anything under any circumstance, right? I don't always get it done the way that I want. I don't always feel the way that I want to feel, but I can go and choose and I can decide that I can take control of my life again and just control the moment. Oftentimes we're so overwhelmed and we feel like we can't do things because we're looking into the future. So I say, what could I do right now? And what's the most important thing that I can do? The needle moving things and just get those done. Let the other fires burn. Let everything else fall to the wayside, but get the needle moving things done that you can do every single day and offer the rest up because the most successful people let fires burn, right? We can't take care of it all. I can't answer every single DM. I can't get back to all my emails. Like that's stuff that I have to let it be okay if someone thinks I'm terrible in my emails, right? Okay, that's fine. As long as I'm paying close attention to the things that move the needle forward and to the things that need to get done now. So you guys, until next time, earn your happy.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.